Well, 2 years ago, a modernist house in Raleigh was in peril of being torn down. But NC Modernists came to the rescue, and the public will soon have a chance to tour it. One of the people who helped keep it alive joins us now. It is George Smart, who was the founder of NC Modernists. George, how are you?
Good. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. So what makes this house special?
This house was designed by George Matsumoto, who is one of North Carolina's most famous architects. He taught at the school in Raleigh in the 40s and 50s before moving on to California, and his houses are still highly prized today. This house was designed for William Weber, who was another architect in town, and it was located in Country Club Hills on Transylvania. It's really a livable work of art.
Now, why was the house in danger?
Well, like many houses in town, this was bought by a couple who wanted to tear it down and build their own home on the site. So we worked to try to find people who would take it and move it. And two people stepped up, Melinda and Andy Knowles, who moved the home in January of 2024. And we're going to have the grand unveiling, reopening of it on December 20th.
And that's going to be happening. Now, you mentioned that at that point it'll be home and open for tours. And what's going to be some of the features that people can expect? And what can they see in that tour?
Sure. So they'll get to see a genuine Matsumoto house. About half the house was able to be moved, and they have painstakingly recreated the rest of it. So you're going to get to see how George Matsumoto thought. His designs are just very simple but intricate. He's one of the most famous architects in North Carolina. And they'll be able to go through and see the house. It'll be lovely furnished. And also, if they like it, they can stay there. The house is going to be an Airbnb in the future.
So where can people buy tickets for the Matsumoto House tour?
They can go to our website, which is ncmodernist.org, and there's a link on the homepage, or they can go directly to ncmodernist.org/movingMatsumoto.
Now, why does North Carolina have such a collection of modernist architecture?
Well, in 1948, NC State wanted to revitalize its architecture program. So it hired a hotshot dean out of Oklahoma who was all modernism all the time. He came to town and just set the school on fire. He did things they don't let deans do today. For example, he fired most of the faculty. He recruited students from all around the country to leave their programs and come study with him. And within about a year and a half, he put the school on the map. Frank Lloyd Wright himself came to town in May of 1950 and gave what was then the largest architecture lecture ever in the brand new Reynolds Coliseum.
Now, beyond tours, what other kinds of events does NC Modernists do?
We have a lot of fun things. We have a happy hour every month called Thirst for Architecture, which is free at different locations around the Triangle. On December 5th, we'll be having our holiday party. It's a 60s theme at a mid-century modern house in North Hills. We'll be having a tour on December 6th of a Sumner Wynne house. He was a well-known Chapel Hill modernist architect. This was his largest commission. This house has never been open to the public, and people will be able to see that on the 6th. And then we have something called Modapalooza, which is a tour of new modernist houses that happens in April and September. And finally, every spring, we take people to Europe. We'll be going this year to Denmark, Norway, and Sweden in May.
So there's a lot there to offer. A Scandinavian tour coming up here in the spring of 2026. That is fantastic for people to take advantage of.
It's great.
And I can only imagine what that'll be like there, because it'll be a perfect time to go. Where can people learn more about NC Modernist?
They can go to the website at ncmodernist.org. My phone number is at the bottom of every page if they want to call me directly.
Absolutely, and people can check that out. It's really a wonderful thing to see these homes up close and personal, because it's a reminder of what Raleigh once was and still is in many regards. So, George, we thank you so much. George Smart is the founder of NC Modernists. Thank you for your time, George. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And are you going to be going to any of these homes for your Thanksgiving holiday?
Not over the holiday itself, but next week I'll be hitting quite a few.
Okay, that it's also a pretty place to drive by for the holidays too. Are these decorated up for the holidays at any point?
Some of them are. On the website, people can go to the architect's page and you can click a map of the 5,000 houses in North Carolina that are modernist, and you can drive by those.
Absolutely. So people can get a chance to see them. I go to Boone. I'll be going in about 2 weeks, and I always take a chance to go by some of those houses in that area over toward western North Carolina because it's a beautiful, beautiful sight during the holidays.
Gorgeous.
When it's out in the mountains and you do have a better chance at snow on the ground, it truly feels like what Christmas is supposed to be. So it's wonderful to see. George, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.